Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Additional money allotted for the Kenai Airport sand facility. Ordinance 3155-2020 was presented to the Kenai City Council Wednesday night, aiming to approve funds for a new sand storage facility at the airport. The ordinance aims to increase the estimated revenues and appropriations in the Airport Improvements Capital Project Fund, while also accepting a grant from the Federal Aviation Administration for a new sand storage facility at Kenai Municipal Airport. City Manager Paul Ostrander offered details on how the city is receiving roughly $1 million more in funds from the FAA than originally planned, reducing the financial stress on the city of Kenai.
So this is a sand storage and snow removal equipment storage facility. It'll be constructed at the Kenai Municipal Airport. The total project cost is just over $2.8 million. It's a 5,600 square foot structure. It is quite unique in design, and that because it is sand storage, the foundation and the concrete requirements are far beyond anything you'd see in typical construction. But what this ordinance does is it appropriates the money for the grant from the FAA. And as you recall, we've been waiting for some time to get notification from the FAA on how exactly this funding would work. And this is a perfect example of how being patient can really pay off, because as you'll see in the ordinance, we're getting approximately $1 million more in FAA funding than what we had anticipated. So as the FAA closes out their fiscal year, their federal fiscal year, the end result is that the total contribution by the city for this project has decreased substantially. So by the time this project is completed, again, total project cost of approximately $2.8 million, we're anticipating that the total contribution from the city will be under $60,000.
Ostrander also confirmed that the design of the facility has begun and construction can begin as soon as this month, though the developers have a window of completion till October of 2021. The ordinance passed unanimously. Today is National Coffee with a Cop Day, and just because we're in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic doesn't mean it still doesn't hold significance to law enforcement locally. In speaking with KSRM Radio, Chief of Police for the Kenai Police Department, Dave Ross, had this to say.
Just last year, Soldat and the PD, Kenai PD and the troopers all got together and we did two different coffee with the cops. We set up at coffee shops and invited the public to come visit with us. But we haven't done any of those since COVID started and a little before that. So I would think that's probably going to hamper a lot of folks from doing those things this year. But, you know, we enjoy hearing from the public. We enjoy getting out there and giving the public a chance to voice their concerns and what they would like us to be doing to talk to us.
National Coffee with a Cop Day, in case you did not know, is dedicated to encourage communication and positive interactions between law enforcement agencies and the general public. And Chief Ross says that just because there may not be any Coffee with a Cop events happening this year doesn't mean you can't share a cup of coffee and conversation with your local agency. He says all you have to do is just very simply call them and open up a dialogue and conversation. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.